we say, Black Lives Matter.
A star in my vast sea, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Hello, this is Jorge. 100. We turn 100 today. And I feel really good about turning 100. That is 100 episodes of Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. It's been quite an amazing ride. Thank you for taking this journey with me. You are all hurdy-gurdy men and women for listening. And I want to welcome you to this celebration, this very special episode of Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. It's number 100, as I said, and I have some pretty interesting things in store for you. I first want to thank Radio Free Brooklyn for providing this incredible programming that they do here at Radio Free Brooklyn, from Bushwick to the world, from Brooklyn to the globe and beyond. It's wonderful to have a community and to foster more community through these media waves, especially when we are all subject to such an onslaught of media. I hope that Hurdy-Gurdy Songs is a bit of a respite and also a way to gather some energies to continue what we need to do moving forward in these very troubling times. But we can do this together. Today, it's what I wanted to do. It's actually going to be a program that's really what the concept of Hurdy-Gurdy Songs was all about, which is to bring together songs by artists and musicians and songwriters and even friends who are so deeply invested in the importance of the song, of why a song is so critically necessary, and what it's saying and what it intended to evoke and invoke for people. So today's program is different, though, because I get to do to play sort of like the voices of some of the most wonderful colleagues and friends who have contributed their Hurdy-Gurdy Song, or their number one, well, as best as they can, because it's an impossible feat for anyone to pick that one song. I tried to practice myself. It's very difficult. But I've had some friends, and I hope we get to do more of these kinds of Hurdy-Gurdy Song episodes. But for the 100, I've got some wonderful people, friends, and I want to thank them all right from the start for participating. And especially, I want to thank you, the listeners to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs and Radio Free Brooklyn, for your support of the kind of radio that we try to do here, which is all about community and about our local culture becoming something that is much wider and connecting with each other. So with that, I'd like to start with a dear, dear friend of mine. He is a punk legend. He is an expat, understandably so, living in Bremen, Germany. And his name is Bill Collins. And this is his selection, Solidarity. Solidarity from Bill Collins. Bill says that this song is about putting relatively small differences aside and working together when faced with a crisis. No opposition will succeed when it is modeled after a circular firing squad. And the chorus is taken from a genuine Antifa crowd chant. Bill is a consistent activist, radical in his practice, and thank you, Bill, for sharing Solidarity. And I want to point out that that is an original, and some of these songs are by the artists themselves. Some are songs that they see as their touchstone, if you will, for continuing to be committed to the causes that advance human dignity, human rights. That's what this program is about. That's what these songs are about. That's the Hurdy Gurdy song in a nutshell. So thank you, Bill. I want to go on now to a friend of mine, Howard Wolfing, who is just an amazing, amazing music aficionado. He's a promotion man par excellence. He just does everything so wonderfully. He's also a very good bass player. I think from the DC area originally, from the scene in DC, and knows so much. His next selection is Syd Barrett's Octopus.
Trip to even how up, down to lost in the wood. Isn't it bad so quiet there in the wood? It meant even less to me than I thought. With a honey flower yellow, prickly seeds, over honey botanistic shining.
Now, there's a diminuendo that only the bass player could really appreciate. It's wonderful. Wonderful. Howard Wolfing says that this song will always extricate me from the saddest and most despairing moods. I attribute it to the fact that it's such an exultant, unabashed, and successful expression of freedom. I can imagine. It gleefully ignores most of the conventions of songcraft, with vocal melody, chord changes, and rhythmic signatures all being highly improbable, shifting gears at will. And yet, it still coheres into a thoroughly delightful ditty. I will admit to be currently partial to Robin Hitchcock's relatively recent version, which stays faithful to the form and intent of Sid's original, adding just enough detail and polish to perhaps deliver what Sid might have if the rest of the Floyds joined him to finish off the song properly. Yes, it's an unusual structure to the song, and yet that celebration of freedom is very evident in Octopus. And just brilliant, brilliant writing. Thank you, Howard, for that. You are listening to the 100th episode of Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I'm your host, Jorge, and I'm very happy to have you join us today for this celebration program. Let me go on now with another friend of mine, a musician by the name of Andy Cricken, who has a band, still active. This man is still very active. He's an educator, he's a pedagogue, he's a professor, he's a musicologist, and he's a very wonderful musician. Andy and the Rattlesnakes, he offered up this next tune, Patience.
Wild.
Yes, that Jersey sound via California. Andy Crickin, Andy and the Rattlesnakes. Andy writes that even though he started as a teenager writing songs about in the style of topical songs of Dylan and Phil Oakes and John Lennon, that he wrote his own share of derivative songs in their styles. But in the post-Vietnam War era, he wrote more introspective songs along the lines of Leonard Cohen, Eric Anderson. And he states that it wasn't until the dawning of the Reagan era in the early 80s, listening to the work of the British invasion bands like The Clash, that I rediscovered topical songwriting, hurdy-gurdy songwriting parenthetically, and found my own voice as a songwriter. I wrote and recorded Patience in the early 1980s with my band, Andy and the Rattlesnakes, and it became and still is our signature song. Unfortunately, 40 years later, the song is still relevant as the struggle for democracy and social justice rages on. Even though my view of patience as a virtue was ironic at the time, my current perspective as an elder and teacher is to cultivate the patience to see that the arc of the moral universe bends towards justice. That's from Andy and the Rattlesnakes. Patience. Thank you, Andy. Wonderful. To go on, this is one of my probably one of my top five hurdy-gurdy songs myself, but this comes from my friend John Leyland. John, you may know, is just a wonderful, he's an author and a New York Times journalist. And I've known Andy, well, I'm sorry, I've known John, rather, for a long time, but we just reconnected recently after many, many years. And he came up with this next tune, which some of you may recognize. This is from Abby Lincoln.
Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, and now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell. Full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell. I was the kid with the drum. Called me Al. It was Al all the time. don't you remember? I'm your pal, buddy. Can you spare a
suits. Gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell. I was the kid with the drugs. They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal, brother. Can you spare a dime? Can you spare a dime?
Yeah, Abby Lincoln. Abby Lincoln, that's from the You Gotta Pay the Band on Verve recording. That was Abby Lincoln on vocals, the unique singular voice of Abby Lincoln. Hank Jones on piano, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Mark Johnson on drums. And of course, the bossa nova man himself on the sax, Stan Getz, beautifully doing the contrapuntal improvisation. And just a beautiful, beautiful selection from John Leyland. We do know, of course, that the songwriters, Yip Harburg and Jay Gorney, words and music, that they were socialist and of course suffered the blacklisting. And here's a song that is just so apropos. John writes, quote, "I have a soft spot for Abby Lincoln's version of Brother Can You Spare a Dime with Stan Getz. It's a Depression era song that made it to Broadway in 1932 when one in four American men was out of work. She captures a sense of betrayal and righteous anger that's not as evident or raw in Bing Crosby's better-known version. The singer has done all he or she could do for the country, built its railroads, fought its wars, and now has nothing to show for it. And it's a reminder that the same could happen to you. I find it especially poignant these days, as so many people act as if they are somehow different than the people asking them to spare a dime, as if poverty were a character defect rather than a circumstance." End quote. Thank you, John. John Leyland, for that beautiful selection, hurdy-gurdy song, Brother Can You Spare a Dime. Next, I'm going to go on to, yes, Sarah Lee Guthrie. Yes, Woody's granddaughter and a fabulous folk artist in her own right. Someone who I've seen really develop and become just a wonderful performer. Really can touch a lot of the bases of folk and country and, you know, the ballads. And she came up with this song, a Phil Oak song. And we'll listen to it and then, I'll talk briefly about why she selected this song. This next song is Phil Oak's When I'm Gone.
There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone, and I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone, and you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't feel the flowing of the time when I'm gone. All the pleasures of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric line when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe the bracing air when I'm gone. And I can't even worry about my cares when I'm gone. Won't be asked to do my share when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone. And I can't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. Can't say who's to praise and who's to blame when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't see the golden of the sun when I'm gone. And the evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns while I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. All my days won't be dances of delight when I'm gone, and the sands will be shifting from my sight when I'm gone. can add my name into the fight while I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be laughing at the lies when I'm gone. And I can't question how or when or why when I'm gone. Can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. And I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it. I guess I'll have to do it. Guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
Yes, we'll have to do it while we're here. We will have to do it. Thank you, Sarah Lee Guthrie. Sarah Lee writes that, I've witnessed this song turn a room time and time again. It's the simple and profound statement of why one should enjoy life. And the answer being because you cannot do it when you're gone is good enough. Phil states it perfectly, and I love to sing those words for myself and others. It's had a huge impact on my life and my repertoire. Thank you, Sarah Lee. Just, of course, Phil Oak's very layered sweetness and also impact statements. Great selection of a hurdy-gurdy song from Sarah Lee Guthrie. Thank you, Sarah Lee. Next up, my dear old friend, Barry Ullman. I call him the survivor because this man is just an amazing, he's a superman. And he's one of the foremost collectors, he's probably the foremost collector of Woody Guthrie. Memorabilia and material, and he's very active, and he's become what I think is a very fine artist in his own right as well. And this is a piece from Barry Ullman. It's titled Lockdown Times.
I've got nowhere to go, I'm going nowhere fast. Who knows where I'm going, I'm tied up to the mast. I'm walking room to room, I'm running door to door. You know the baby's hungry, she's gonna want some more. If I had stairs I'd climb up, give me some words I'll rhyme up. Read all about it in the lockdown times. Read all about it in the lockdown times. I won't let you in, and you won't let me out. Shake it up, baby, shake it up, twist and shout. There's endless breaking news, someone clearly blew it, and now we're really screwed. Hey, Rachel, walk us through it. We're here in isolation, I'm feeling your frustration. Read all about it in the lockdown times. Read all about it. Looking for a normal that never was. There's so much noise in this lonely room. Can we touch or must I stay away? Now this is just my life in an unexpected way. Of change are blowing, a billion minds are blown. The light of love is glowing, or is it just my phone? I'm reading last week's paper, now that it's safe to read. Tomorrow's news, that's what I really need. Can't seem to change the station, this is one strange vacation. Read all about it in the lockdown times. Read all about it in the lockdown times. Lack of money keeps pouring in. So many need what so few have. Holding it together from day to day. Now this but nowhere fast. Who knows where we're going? We're tied up to the mast. I'm walking room to room, now I'm crawling door to door. You know the baby's hungry, she's crying out for more. We're here in isolation, I need some good vibrations. Read all about it in the Lockdown Times. Read all about it in the Lockdown Times. Read all about it. Lockdown Times.
Barry Ullman states, when this song began to emerge, it felt like a snapshot of the strange moment we're living. As much time as I have on my hands, it's hard to get things done because there's this endless breaking news. Maybe subconsciously I wanted to create my own news source, the Lockdown Times. And that's wonderful, wonderful selection that has references to Barry's own dad, who was a journalist, a writer, music writer. And I really appreciate this from Barry, Lockdown Times, and this the wry take on what we're all, exactly what he said, what we're all living in. And yet there's a sense of humor, a kind of lightness that I really appreciate. Lockdown Times from Mr. Barry Ullman out there in Denver. Say hello. Next up, another fine artist, a young lady by the name of Sonia de los Santos. She's a Grammy-nominated artist. She's works with a very dear friend of mine, Martin Bejarano, and my Colombian posse, so to speak. And I want to get to this song, a little shift culturally, but that's exactly what we do here at Hurdy Gurdy Songs. We are not limited to any one genre, style, or anything, really, because this is internet radio, and we can do what we want to do, and we've been doing it for 100 episodes, and hopefully we can do it for 100 more. So here's the next track, La Golondrina, from Sonia de los Santos.
pajarito viajero.
Y así llega el extranjero, pero nunca de olvidar que la familia es primero y hay que saberla cuidar.
Golondrina, golondrina, espíritu aventurero, eres ave peregrina, amiga de este viajero.
Golondrina, golondrina, que vuelas en la ribera, volverás a la marina y hasta la otra primavera. Y hasta la otra primavera.
Y hasta la otra primavera.
Y hasta la
golondrina ya se va.
Y hasta la otra primavera.
Hasta la otra primavera.
Ya se va la golondrina.
Ya se va la otra primavera.
Ya se va la golondrina.
I cannot get enough of the bajo sexto. That is La Golondrina, and Sonia de los Santos explains that she wrote this song inspired by the afternoons spent as a child sitting on my grandmother's porch. We would watch these birds called golondrinas, or swallow birds, as they made their nests preparing for their journey to the north. Their resilience as migrant birds is truly inspiring to me. And through the Golondrina's journey, I've been able to tell part of my story, too. It's a song that has become the cornerstone of my musical projects for families. La Golondrina, from Sonia de los Santos, recording Mi Viaje. You are listening to the 100th episode of Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Thank you for joining me today. It's a pleasure to be here and to play some of these songs from these amazing artists, friends, colleagues, people whose musical tastes are so refined and wonderful and honest and raw. And I really appreciate everyone joining me. I would also like to ask if you can support Radio Free Brooklyn in any way. Go to our website, radiofreebrooklyn.org. There are many ways to support us. We've got all of the wonderful little, you know, T-shirts and cups and all kinds of things that will show your solidarity with Radio Free Brooklyn and what we're trying to do here at RFB. Again, 100th episode. I hope I can get to all these tracks. If not, we will continue next week because this celebration is so grand that it may take 2 weeks to complete. In any case, next up is Elijah Wald. Elijah Wald is just this phenomenal writer, scholar, a music historian, and a musician. And he didn't surprise me a bit that he stayed with the Tex-Mex, which is one of his many areas of expertise. This is La Tumba del Mojado from Los Tigres del Norte.
No pude cruzar la raya, se me atravesó el río Bravo. Me aprendieron malamente cuando viví al otro lado. Los dólares son bonitos, pero yo soy mexicano. No tenía tarjeta verde cuando trabajé en Luisiana, en un sótano. Divisoria es la tumba del mundo.
línea divisoria es la tumba del mojado.
Elijah Wald, fantastic. Oh, jumped the gun there. Writes that Paulino Vargas was the father and transcendent master of the modern Mexican corrido, and his writing combines the grit and eloquence of the Western Mountain Range, the region that produced Pancho Villa. Written almost 50 years ago, La Tumba del Mojado inspired a wave of songs about the experience of undocumented migrants, immigrants, to the United States. And its chorus shows Paulino's gift for expressing common themes in an extraordinary poetry. As you heard in the lyrics, the translation, quote, "The Mexicali rose and the blood in the Rio Grande are different things, but in color they are brothers, and the dividing line is the wetback's grave," end quote. Elijah Wald, thank you for that wonderful suggestion of a hurdy-gurdy song. La Tumba del Mojado from Los Tigres del Norte. Next up is a song put forth by Scott Beretta. Scott is just an amazing Mississippi-based writer, sociologist. He's a blues scholar, first class. He just knows endless knowledge of blues culture. And he put forth for our listening pleasure today this piece by his favorite artist. And here we go. What's so funny about peace and love and understanding?
As I walk this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, oh yeah, I ask myself, is all hope gone? Is there only pain, hatred and misery? Oh, yeah. And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Ooh, ooh. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? And as I walk on through troubled times, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. Where are the strong and who are the trusting? And where is the heart? Harmony, sweet harmony now, 'cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Ooh, ooh. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Trusting, And where is the heart? Harmony, sweet harmony now. Cause each time I feel it slipping away, just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Understanding, brother. Understanding, sister. Understanding.
Yeah. Where is the harmony? Scott Beretta writes, what I really like about What's So Funny is the fact that it's sentimental without being corny and makes a pretty profound political statement without being arch. It's a vision for a better world that resonates both at the global scale and in terms of personal relations. Lowe says that he wrote the song in the early 70s as sort of a cheeky take on hippies, but his wonderful sensibility as a songwriter disallowed him from drowning it in irony. Yeah, there's no irony in that recording whatsoever. Nick Lowe, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Just lovely, lovely. Next up, Sam Bennett. Sam Bennett is this really idiosyncratic, unique singer, songwriter, drummer extraordinaire. He was such an important, I remember him during the 80s in the New York experimental, new improvisation, new music scene, and he was always at Knitting Factory and playing with great people. Tom Cora, the fabulous, fabulous cellist. And I never got to play with Sam. Hopefully someday I will. He's an expat living in Tokyo for many years, and he's prolific. And let's listen to his song.
The war on the truth has grown bolder. The wicked are sharpening their tools. The torrent of lies that they spew every day has created an army of fools. They'll say what they're supposed to, believe what they're shown. They'll get on. Don't you know? Hate who they're told to hate. Go to war, won't hesitate. All to maintain status quo. But it's time to shake off illusion as to who's the real enemy. Should be no confusion.
Sam writes, I write a fair amount of topical songs with socio-political themes or messages. It's actually not my favorite kind of song to write, as they often need to be rather literal in meaning. And in fact, I generally prefer songs that are a little more open in the sense of how they might be interpreted. Still, the state of the world as it relates to matters of a political or social nature is, for me as a songwriter, something about which I am compelled from time to time to engage with in an artistic way.